We don't have a hymn to sing, but if there are children present who'd care to come down for the children's time, you're welcome to come down now. Bring a parent or grandparent if you want to. Anyone who'd care to, come on down and join us. Wonderful. Come sit with us. Today, we are remembering the story of Jesus' baptism. Lisa just read that story from the Gospel of Matthew. And the fact that Jesus didn't have to be baptized like us, but chose to be baptized like us, and that God didn't have to come to us as one of us in Jesus, but chose to do that, is a reminder of how important it is as followers of Jesus for us to remember that we belong to Him and we belong to God, and that's what baptism reminds us of. We're going to have a baptism in just a few minutes, and we're lucky here because we have lots of baptisms here in this sanctuary, sometimes two a week. And you get to hear and see what people promise, what happens during the baptism. And I always tell parents that, you know, if they cry through it, they're still baptized at the end. If they sleep through it, they're still baptized at the end. Now, a little bit later, right following that baptism, we're going to invite all of you and all the rest of the congregation to come forward and remember your baptism and be thankful. Or remember that you have been baptized. Because my guess is if you were baptized as a baby, you don't remember it. You may have heard your parents talk about it. We give books to parents so that they may have read you that book. You may be able to read it on your own now and think about that day. But the important thing is not that you can or can't remember that day. The important thing is that you remember that on that day, God reached out and claimed you as a beloved child of God. And this church embraced you and said, we would do everything in our power to remind you of how loved you are, that you are a child of God. And then when you come to the age to be confirmed, you take on those promises for yourself. And you say, I do want to affirm that I'm a child of God, and I do want to be a follower of Jesus. And that's what we're celebrating here today. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the baptism of Jesus and what happened on that day. But what I want you to remember most of all is that you've been baptized, you are loved, and by this church, by God, and that you are a part of what God is doing in the world and sharing love with others. That's the best job you could have, I think, isn't it? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for coming to us as one of us, and thank you for sending Jesus who chose to be baptized even though he did not need to be. Thank you for reaching out to us through our baptism, through our parents, our families, our communities, this church, to show us your love so that we might show that love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.